A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the stranger." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits." But the sheep did not listen to them. "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus tells us that his sheep hear his voice. He calls them by name and they follow him. Recognizing the Good Shepherd and following his voice presupposes a dynamic relationship which does not happen automatically. The bond between sheep and the shepherd was demonstrated for me in a very practical way. In 2003, I was appointed shepherdess for the small flock of sheep we had at Queen of Peace Monastery. Truly a stiff learning curve for a city girl who had never seen a sheep. A new shepherdess is the stranger until she is known by the sheep. The sheep came to know my voice and follow me only after we had developed a relationship of trust through daily care and experience of one another. The situation was quite chaotic before they recognized me as their shepherdess. I knew I was accepted when my sheep made eye contact with me, recognizing me and the sound of my voice. This experience opened my eyes to the meaning of what Jesus is teaching, and how this teaching is profoundly related to the Easter mystery. The Easter Gospels recount the disciples' varied encounters with the risen Christ and their moments of recognition, "It is the Lord." Encounter and recognition, two very important realities that are a prelude to a living and ongoing relationship with the risen Christ that is transformative. The challenge in our lives is to take time for building a living relationship. We need to gaze upon Jesus, create spaces of quiet listening in our day, and make time for contemplative silence in our lives. All of Dominic's preaching was grounded in his relationship with Jesus Christ. The power of our preaching comes from our graced ability to listen to the voice of the shepherd and then through our words to help others to do so. It is essential to cultivate a personal relationship, to hear the Good Shepherd call our name. There is no more intimate text in the Gospels than the moment that Mary Magdalene recognizes Jesus when he calls her by name. In today's Gospel text, the Good Shepherd affirms that he calls each of us by name into a relationship of mutual knowledge and love. It is through our daily commitment of discipleship that we come to know God and are called by that name that expresses the deepest mystery of who we are. There are times when following the Good Shepherd means trusting blindly in a process that is ultimately for our well-being, although in the immediate circumstances it does not seem so. I find it helpful at such times to look back on my life. In the alternating experience of light and darkness along the way, I am assured of God's abiding presence in all circumstances. Psalm 23 sums up our hope. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.